Begin the current daf Maseches Baba Kama daf Ayin Hey. We begin 10 lines down with the top of the Yomit, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf. And that is, the Gemara had said, where it had asked, why do we have to say that if it's Apiyat Echad, that he was Tavach HaMachar, he's going to be exempt? Of course, we always know you're only liable based on two Edim. So that the Gemara said, to compare Apiyat Echad to Apiyat Atzmai, we're just like Apiyat Echad. If another witness later comes, it then combines, it can make the person Chayiv, because then there's two Edim combined. So to Apiyat Atzmai, although Maidu B'Knas is Pater, when Edim later come, he can still be Chayiv, which is coming to exclude from the opinion of Rav Huna Marav, who says Maidu B'Knas V'Achach Mo Edim is Pater. Our Mishnah is indicating that you're going to be Chayiv. So it's regarding that halacha that the Gemara says, Itmar, we learned. Maidu B'Knas V'Achach Mo Edim. If the person admits to his penalty, even a biblical penalty, let's say kefil dal behei, these are penalties, it's not what you stole. You stole the principal, you give back the principal. But the Torah tells you that there's penalties of double or four or five times the amount. So if someone admits to the penalty, which the halacha is that he's pater, but v'achach bo edim, then witnesses come and say, we could testify that you did this and that, which normally would make him chayiv in that knas. So we have machlekes. Rav Amar Pater, as we quoted on the previous daf, Shmuel Amar Chayiv, Shmuel says, like we said, is indicated from our Mishnah, that the individual would be Chayiv. So the Gemara explains, Amar Rav Bar Eloi, says, my time of the Rav, what's the reason for Rav that even though Edom come, if he's Maid B'Knas, he's going to be Pater? So it says, because the Pasuk says in Shmais, Em Himatze Timatze, where it talks about this halacha, about the Ganav being caught with the theft, which is Mechayiv Mekefel, and these halachas of Dal Dehei. So the Drasha is, why does it say im himatze timatze? What's the redundancy for? So the Bryce says im himatze, if the individual is caught be'edim, if he's found through witnesses, then timatze, then he'll be found, meaning bidayanin, with the judges, to be liable. Which prad, that comes to exclude l'marshia satsmi, when he makes himself incriminated, when he admits to the guilt himself, then he's going to be exempt from the penalty. Now, the question is, this pasuk, lomali, what do I need this for? Masha Yershiu Nafka, we know this from a different pasuk, which talks about the same concept, which the drasha is, it tells us elsewhere, it's only Asher Yershin Elikim, which the judges have made him incriminated. Prat l'mashiyas atzmai, that excludes when he incriminates himself. So we already know the halacha Maidu B'Knas is Pater. Why do we need this pasuk to be Matzei Be'edim to Matzei B'dayanin, which excludes if it wasn't through witnesses, rather it's through himself. Rather, you could infer from there, that's where Rav gets his source, that one of them is talking about when you admit to the penalty without witnesses. The other pasuk is coming to say that even if Maidu Knas, v'achkach bo eidim pater, that if you admit to the penalty, even if later witnesses come, you're still going to be exempt. That's how you know, because why do you need two psukim for? Ushmur lamlach v'shmur would tell you that no, hahumi baile, that pasuk of himatze timatze is not used as a drasha to extend Maidu Knas pater even when achkach bo eidim. Rather, you need it for the halacha itself of making kefil, being liable, l'ganav atzmai, for the ganav himself. That's because he expounds it as a klal prat, which is imatzi timatzi, k'detan b'chizke, as we learned in the brisa of the yeshiva of chizke, as we was taught earlier on Sabach Yom HaBeis. They don't use himatzi be'edim timatzi b'dayanin, they learn it for something else, which is himatzi is a klal, and timatzi is a klal, and all the other things later on the pasuk are prat, and we learn it out in this oifen of klal prat, the klal. So it's just necessary to teach us that the Ganav himself, because actually the psukim they're talking about by Toyin Tainis Ganav, when he claims as a shema that was stolen from him, but how do you know that a Ganav himself? It's learned from this pasuk, but you don't have an extra pasuk to extend Maidu B'Knas, that you pater even if Achach Bo Edim, and actually Shmuel holds that if Achach Bo Edim, the Ganav will be Chayiv for those Knosses. So Esavei Rav L'Shmuel. Rav asked to Shmuel from the following Braisa. Braisa says, if let's say the Ganav sees witnesses are coming and they're going to testify what he did, that he stole, and that he slaughtered. So the Amma, he jumps quickly before the witnesses because he knows the halacha of Maidu B'Knas is Pater. So he says, Ganavti, says, I stole. And by doing that, he makes himself liable to give back the principal. Aval, but he says, Leitavachti v'leimacharti, I did not slaughter and I did not sell. Now, Rashi points out there's an added chiddush over here by him saying that, as the Gemara later on will explain this, that even though that on the tvicha, he's not admitting anything, and then it turns out that because he's saying, I didn't steal or sell, and it turns out actually that he was tavach hamachar, where the halacha is that when the witnesses ultimately come, the halacha is, ein mishalom ele keren. He's not going to have to pay for anything besides the principal. Now, the reason for this, and this is the added chiddush of him saying, and I didn't, and not he's not even admitting on the Tvicha Mechira, the reason is because since he's potter from the kefil, the reason why he's potter from the kefil is because he was moed b'knas, he admitted to the penalty of kefil, he admitted that he stole, so now you cannot make him any more liable for the dalad v'hei, even though he didn't admit to it, and Edom came and said he was tavach v'machar, because when you take away the kefil, you're left only with 3 or 4 times the principal instead of 4 or 5 times the amount, because it's actually built on the kefil. And that doesn't say in the Torah, it only says dalad v'hei, and therefore when there's no kefil, like in this case, where he admitted to the kefil before the Edom, therefore there's not going to be either dalad v'hei. But one thing the Gemara's question is, on Shmuel, is that you see, when there are Edom that boim achakach, you see he's still going to be potter. Although he admitted, but they came afterwards. So why is he exempt on everything besides the principal? He should be chayiv on the kefil dalad v'hei, because Edom came afterwards. So Shmuel responded to Rav, no, hochma iskina, what are we talking about here in this braisa? The Edom then retracted. They didn't end up coming. They were on their way to testify, and this guy quickly ran to the court. They go, oh, okay, he went already, fine. So they left. It's because of that that he's going to be potter, because he admitted to his guilt. He paid the principal. But you're right, if they would have came, then he would have been chayiv in the kefil and dal v'hei. Now, this the Gemara asked, but vom netani seifo, but we learned at the end of that price, so there's a dissenting opinion. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, he says, no, yavo edim v'idu. Let the witnesses come and testify even after he admitted his guilt, and he will be liable for the knas, because even though he's moed b'knas, but if edim come, then they're going to be chayiv. So asks Rav, mechlal the Tanna Kamma, so obviously the Tanna Kamma does not hold to that, and holds that even if the edim are going to come, and even if they do come, that then he's still going to be potter. So you see that even though moed b'knas v'achar bo edim is potter, so Amalei Shmuel said to Rav, look, Lav Iker Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon Dekoy Kavasi, isn't obviously Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon like me? He says clearly that even though he was Maida, but let the Edom come and be Mechayiv him, because Maida B'Knas V'Achka Bo Edom is Chayiv, and no, the Amri Iker Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, you're right, I hold like that Tana, and that's why I say Maida B'Knas V'Achka Bo Edom is Chayiv. So the Gemara explains, L'Shmuel Vadi Tanoihi. According to Shmuel, this is definitely totally in the Machlokes Tanoim, it's dependent on Machlokes Tanoim. Because he cannot say that the Tanna Kamma holds like him, because if in this case, where he heard that witnesses were coming, and because he was afraid that, if they come, I'm going to be liable to pay double and maybe even 4 or 5 times that amount, so he quickly jumped and admitted to his guilt. He was made in the Knas beforehand, and that's what the Tanna Kamma holds, that he's going to be potter, even though that he was doing it only because they were coming. Most definitely, the Tanna Kamma would then hold that if he's moida from his own volition without hearing that any witnesses are coming, and then only later do they happen to come, of course he's going to be potter. Because if he even did it just to avoid it, for sure when he's not doing it to avoid it, if he's moida m'knas, he's going to be potter. But the question is, l'rav mi'lema tanoihi. Do we have to say that also, according to Rav, it is a machlokes tanoim and say that his opinion depends on different tanoim? Or could we say that no? That actually, even Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon holds like Rav. But Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon differentiates between how he's made the b'knas, between whether if he saw witnesses coming, and that's why he admitted, to whether when he admits without any fear of witnesses. So on that, Rav would tell you that no, I know the Amri Afilu Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon, I could say that every Tan agrees to me, that made the b'knas v'achach bo edim in general, that you're going to be potter. Because Ad Kam L'Kam Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon Hasam, where do we find over there in that Bryce Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon said that he's going to be chayiv, even though he's moed b'knas, if later the witnesses come? That's elam shum de kamoidi machmas b'isus the edim. Why did he admit to his guilt over there? Not because he was being honest and forthcoming and he was moed in the knas. No, he was just doing it to avoid. He had the fear of the witnesses who were on their way into court, so he quickly jumped and admitted. That's where Blazer Rishim holds. Okay, then we're not going to then exempt you. It wasn't coming out of because of your admission. It's coming because you were just trying to avoid things. So therefore, when the edim come, then you will be chayv b'kevod al b'hei. But here in my case where we're discussing, where in general, a guy comes and admits, and only later does witnesses happen to come, let's say a week later, and hold and testify regarding what he did. Even he would agree in that case that since he was Maida out of his own volition, without any external fears, that even Achach Bo Edim, he would be potter. Now, Amr Rav Nuni qualifies this halacha of Rav. It says, Mistaper Milsei de Rav. It's logical to say that this halacha of Rav that says that the ganav who admits to his guilt, or any person that's moed b'knas, is going to be exempt even after witnesses come, is only, let's say, bo'imer ganavti, ubo edim sheganav potter, where if the ganav admits to the theft, and then later witnesses come and testify regarding the theft, then he's going to be exempt from the penalty part, which is the kafel part, which had he not admitted, he would have been responsible not only for the principal, but also for a double amount. And the reason why, says Rav Nun, it makes sense in such a case, is shahari chiyav atzmei bekeren, because he has made himself liable, at least for the principal, with his admission. Therefore, that could be qualified as a, quote, admission, because what is admitting means to say that you're admitting to something, you're forthcoming about something. Now, what does it mean you're forthcoming? Because, yes, I'll pay the principal. Oh, you're forthcoming? Okay, so then the kenas will not apply to you. And therefore, you'll be pucked from the kefil and dal v'hei. Avol, but says Rav Amnuna, amo leginavti ubo eidim shaganav. Let's say he says, I didn't steal. And the witnesses come and testify that he stole. Now, moreover, but then, b'chaz of amar, then he went and he said, tavachti umacharti. So, kefil is going to have to pay because he didn't admit to that, and witnesses came. But then after that, he went and he said, Tavachti mecharti. Before anyone got a chance to say anything, he said, I slaughtered and I sold. Ubo eidim shetavach amach, and then witnesses come and say that he slaughtered or he sold it. Chayiv, he's going to be liable on the dalad vehe, on tvicha mechira. Why? Why? You said moid b'knas v'achach bo eidim yapater. So here he was moid on the knas of dalad vehe, said tvicha mechira, and then witnesses came. Why is he chayiv? Shari pater atzmai meklom. Because he has totally exempted himself in that case. In other words, when he admits regarding the slaughtering, he's not incriminating himself. He's not making himself liable for anything. He knows the halacha of Moedim Knas is Pater, and therefore that's not, quote, a haidah. You're not admitting to anything. And therefore, when witnesses come, you're going to have to pay. Because the whole halacha of Moedim Knas bo achach edim that you're going to be Pater is only where, for example, when there's a principal and there's a penalty. Where when he admits to it, at least he's admitting to the monetary principle that he's liable for, and he's intending to return that money, that's where it's a haidah. But without that, you're not having any haidah, and therefore admitting to the slaughtering and the selling, you're not admitting to anything. You're just exempting yourself. That's not a haidah to say that if witnesses come after that, you're going to be pater, and therefore in such a case, Rav would hold that you're going to be chayif. Now, however, Amar Rav, Rav said, regarding this statement of Rav Amnuna, Kafachti l'sabed bei Rav. He says, I have a response to, so to speak, chop them down, the elders of the yeshiva of Rav. Because the Rabbi Gamliel, that story from Rabbi Gamliel, which was mentioned on the previous staff, where he admitted to Rabbi Yeshua, and he was so excited because he wanted to free his slave, it's just he's not allowed to because it's violating a positive commandment. Where he admitted that he had blinded his slave's eye. Now, Poiter Atzmei Meklum Hava, that's a case where he's totally exempting himself. In other words, because the only thing that applies there in Halacha is the biblical knas of when you are when you injure your slave, his eye or his teeth or his 24 rashi of arm, is a biblical. There's no chiv. There's no actual liabilities. It's just a biblical knas to free him. Now, when Ramlil himself admitted to that, that actually was exempting himself from everything. Because that's the halacha of Moed B'Knas's Pater, and he's not incriminating himself in anything because there's no actual monetary principle over here. And yet still we see, as the Gemara brought in the previous daf, that V'Kamalei Rav Chizr Rav Huna, Rav Chizr said to Rav Huna, from the inference of the statement of that Braisa, where Yeshua had told him, I'm Lil, Kvar in Lecha Eidim, you don't have any Eidim yet. And therefore, what does it help that you're Moed B'Knas? Moed B'Knas is Pater. Now, the inference that was made was, and that was the question on Rav Huna was, but it sounds like if Edom are ultimately going to come, that then he is going to be chayiv, even though you say in the name of Rav, that Moed B'Knas V'Achach Bo Edom is Pater. So that was the question of Chizat post Rav Huna, and the Gemara gave an answer over there that it was not in Bezdin, and so on. But it says Rav, V'loy K'mashani Lei, but Rav Huna did not respond to Rav Chizda to say, no, don't ask me from the case of Rav Gamliel. Rav Gamliel was different because Poitas M'Meklum Ava. He was totally exempting himself. That was not a haidah. He didn't say that. And actually, in such a case, what did Rav Huna have to answer? He had to answer, oh, he's talking about out of Bezdin. But it sounds like in Bezdin, that then he would have exempted himself with that haidah, according to Rav. So says Rav, obviously you see not like this qualification of Rav Nuno. You see that even when you pray to Atzmei Meklum, even when what you're admitting to, let's say the Tevicha Mechira, is totally exempting you, is not making yourself liable to anything, obviously that the halacha of Rav, as Rav Huna was responding to, holds that they would still be considered a haidah, and even if achach bo edim, you would be pater. The only reason why over there that you'd be chayiv is because it was out of Bezdin, and therefore not like Rav Nuna. However, the Gemara says, Ibn Ami, It was said also, like Rav Hamnuna, the way he qualified this halach of Rav, that Amr Mechia Bar Abba Omer B'Yechanan. B'Yechanan said the same qualification. Ganavti ubo edim shaganav. Let's say somebody says, I stole. And then witnesses come and say that he stole. So Patri is going to be exempt. Sorry, Chiyav Atzmei Bekeren. Because by this first admission that he made, he already made himself liable in the principle. And again, as we said, since you're incriminating yourself, you're having a Haida admission, therefore he's going to be exempt from the Kefil. And since there's no Kefil, obviously he's not going to be Chayav anymore for Dal Vehei. Aval Amar Loi Ganav. But let's say he said, I didn't steal. Ovo Eidim Shaganav, and then witnesses come and say that he did steal. So he'll be Chayav for the Kefil. But then, and then he goes and he says, I slaughtered and I sold. And then witnesses come and say that he slaughtered and he sold. Chayiv, he's going to be chayiv in such a case. Why? Again, exactly like Rav Nuna qualified Rav Zalocha, Rav Yuchanan says clearly that this is not considered a haidah. Because by his admission, he's not, oh yes, it's true, I slaughtered or I sold it. Now therefore what? That's a ma'id b'knas. You're totally put. You're not admitting anything. You're not giving the guy anything. And since he knows that halacha, his intention is to exempt himself, and therefore that wouldn't be included in kod haidah b'knas. And therefore, if edim come afterwards, he is going to be chayv. Now, Amar Vashar says regarding this halacha of Rabbi Yechanan and Rav Amnuna, masnit nu b'raisa nami deka. Our mishnah and a b'raisa is meduyik is precisely like this halacha of Rabbi Yechanan. Masnit nitnan. In our mishnah, is because we learned as follows. We said, Ganava Pishnaim. If let's say someone stole based on the testimony of two people who could verify that he stole, but Tavach Umachar Pi Eidachat, and he slaughtered or sold it based on the testimony of one witness, Oyal Pi Atzmai, or based on his own admission. So the Mishnah said, Mesham Teshlumi Kefil, he has to pay the double penalty because that was verified through witnesses. Vein Mesham Teshlumi Bavachamisha, but he doesn't have to pay the Knas of Dal Behe, because either one witness is not valid, you need two witnesses, or his own admission, that's Maidu Knas, he's Patr on that. So on that, the question is, Lamali Ditani Ganava Pishnaim. Why was it necessary for the Mishnah? When he was coming to say this halacha, why did it have to say that the theft was verified through two witnesses? In other words, since the primary chiddush that it wants to tell us, at least from one of those two cases, is that Moed B'Knas is Pater, so then it could have told us not just on the Dal Behe, it could have said both on the Kefil and the Dal Behe. And it should have said, listen, why do you need the first introduction to say, oh, the stealing, that he didn't admit to. That, he's chayv. But the tzvicha mechira, oh, that he admitted to. Oh, why do you have to say that? Just say, the stealing was, the slaughtering was, the selling was, everything was on the testimony of one witness, on the person's own admission, that the halacha would be, that you would only pay the principal, because you might be knas, and you don't pay the penalties. So obviously, and this is what the Gemara is saying when it's going to turn on Talmud Beis, it's coming to tell us this proof, like Rabbi Yechanan, the reason why he didn't say a case where he admitted himself by the Keren and the Kefil, I admit that I stole, because it had to tell you, and we mentioned this in the previous staff, where the Gemara had asked, what was the necessity of saying Api Eidechad? We know that you can't incriminate someone through one person's testimony. So the Gemara said is to compare his own admission to the testimony of one witness, to tell us that if witnesses later come, he's going to be chayv. Now, had it said that he admitted even by the theft, then you wouldn't be able to anymore say this comparison of Api Atzmai to the halacha of Eid Echad. Meaning just like Eid Echad, when another Eid comes in, it could combine with him and be chayiv. So to Api Atzmai, when witnesses later come on, could be chayiv because actually, if witnesses would come, he would be potter. And the reason being is because it's Moed B'Knas V'Achkach V'Eidim that he's potter. But now, in the case that the Mishnah described, where he didn't admit regarding the Keren, where two witnesses were the ones that testified regarding the theft, and that's why he was liable, so then he is going to be chayiv even on the Dal V'Hei when witnesses come, even though he was Moed B'Knas, because that's like Rabbi Yechanan. So then this was asked as a question on the previous daf on Rav, but the way Rav Nuna qualifies Rav's halacha, which again is like Rabbi Yechanan saying, it actually answers that question because it's actually precisely so. You're right. Ganav, Moed B'Knas V'Achkach Bo'edim is Pater. But that's only in the qualification of when you're admitting to something, which is making yourself liable to something. In the case of the Mishnah, you're not making yourself liable to anything, as the Gemara explains on Amud Beis. Rather, this must be what the Mishnah is actually teaching us, this halacha of Rabbi Yechanan and the qualification of Rav Nuna in Rav's halacha. When the theft was verified through two witnesses, and it's only the slaughtering or the selling that was through one witness or through the person himself, Hu d'lo mechayev atzmo bekeren. In such a case, he's not making himself liable on the principal, because there was witnesses that made him liable. Hu d'amrinan pi atzmo dumi de'al pi eidecha. It's regarding that halacha that we say that we compare a person's own admission to when one witness makes him liable, which is ma'al pi eidecha, just like based on the testimony of one witness. Ki asa eidechad mitzdarf ba'dei mechayev. When another witness then later, a few days later, says the same thing he said, they combine and make the person liable for the theft, for the kefal and dal vehei. Api atzmei nami. That's where the same halacha applies, based on his own admission. Ki asa eidei mechayev. When witnesses will come, then he'll be liable. In other words, it's in such a case where we said it's comparable to eid echad, to make him chayev, even though he was moed b'knas, when witnesses come later on. But if even not just the slaughtering and the selling, but even the theft was only verified through one witness or through himself, where he's making himself liable for the principal, then you don't compare his own admission to one witness, because actually in such a case, that's where Rav's halacha will apply. That's how Rav Mamnuna qualifies. That's Rabbi Yechanan says that then you would say Moed B'Knas of Achah Bo'edim, you'd be Potter, and therefore you wouldn't be able to say the halacha of the Mishnah that he'd be Chayiv in such a case, because actually in such a case, he would be exempt. So that's the proof from the Mishnah, like Rabbi Yechanan's halacha. Now, Braisa, the Braisa that supports Rabbi Yechanan, is the time like learning the following Braisa. Let's say he sees witnesses that are coming near and they're about to testify regarding what he did, that he stole and he slaughtered it. So Vamar, he says, he wants to beat them to it. He says, Genafti, I stole. I stole, but I didn't slaughter and I didn't sell. So the halacha is, he only has to pay for the principal. Now, that says the Gemara, why was it necessary for the Braisa to say that Vamar Genafti, that he said, I stole, but I didn't slaughter and I didn't sell? Nisni, it should say, Ganafti, I stole, Oitavachti Macharti, or I slaughtered and I sold. That then you'll say, in such a case, he'll be exempt from the payment of the Dal Vehei, and you would learn two halachas from there. First of all, that even though that he didn't admit only on, the only thing he admitted to was the slaughtering, and he's not even exempting himself, he's not even making himself liable for anything, still, that would be a haidah. That would be a bigger chiddush. Why say that he admits to the geneva? Say, no, he didn't admit to the geneva. Say either that he only admitted to the geneva, or that he only admitted to tefichah mechira. Why does it say that he admits to the geneva, but he denies the tefichah mechira? Ella, rather, from the fact that it doesn't say either genavti or only tefachti mecharti, is hakamash malan. This is what the Braisa is teaching us. Taima dama genavti. The reason is because since he said, I stole, who dechiv atme bekeren, the potter. So it's in such a case where he makes himself liable in the principal, that's where he's going to be exempt, even if Edom come afterwards. Aval amal le genavti, ubo Edom shaganav. But let's say he says, I didn't steal, and then witnesses come and say that he stole. Then, and that's the other case we said that it could have said, either say only that he's admitting to the geneva or only to the tevicha mechira. If in such a case where he didn't admit to the geneva and only tevicha mechira, because v'chaz v'ama tevacht mecharti, he says, yes, I did slaughter and I did sell, and then if witnesses would come and say who they were mamash mashon mabon, they were on the way coming, they came right after him, and they testified that he slaughtered or sold, with he didn't make himself liable in the principal, because that was already liable from the Edom who verified, he had never admitted to that, then he would be chayiv. And that's why the Braisa doesn't say such a case. So you see, the admitting of slaughtering is, quote, not admitting because you're not really making yourself liable for anything, and that's why if Edom come afterwards, you're going to be chayiv. So that is the second raya for Rabbi Yechanan. However, Amri, they said regarding the raya from the Braisa, it's not the case. Because actually, don't prove from the inference that it didn't say that case must be in such a case that actually he would be chayiv, because as we just described, and that's because of Hoidah de Tfichas Lavaidah, he says the Gemara, no, he goofed Kamashman. The reason why we said it the way it was said in the Braisa is because it wanted to tell you this exact case. There's a chiddush in that case. The Kim Dama Genavti, it's coming to tell us that since he said, I stole, even though he said, I didn't slaughter and I didn't sell, and then witnesses come and testify that he did slaughter and sell, so you would think that he'd be chayiv. He never admitted to that, and you have witnesses saying that he's chayiv. Maybe that's why we said in that case, to tell you that Potter tells no, that he's still going to be exempt from the Dal Vehei. My time, what's the reason? Because Tashlumi Abba Chamisha Mechman, the Torah tells you that for slaughtering or selling a sheep or an ox, you're liable for four or five times the amount, respectively for a sheep and an ox. But v'loy tashlumi arba, v'loy tashlumi shleisha. In other words, for an ox, you can only pay five times the amount, not four. And for a sheep, you can only pay four and not three. In other words, since he's exempting himself on the kefil, because he said that he stole, so regarding that maida, he did beat the edim to it, and that's why he's exempt. So although by tzvicha mechira that he never admitted to that, and witnesses come and testify that he did, and we know that he stole, you would think that he'd be chayv dal v'hei. That's the chiddush, that no, he's not going to be chayv on that, because it can't be gimel v'dalad, it has to be dalad v'hei. And that's the chiddush in that halacha. And there's no raya from the inference that it didn't say the case we said it could have said, where just to say on tzvicha mechira, to prove this halacha that it's not considered haidah, maybe that it actually would be haidah, and you'd still be potter if edim come afterwards. So the Gemara says, lemi ketanoi. Let's say this discussion regarding if someone admits to the, I mean, this halacha of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Nuna, that if someone admits to the tzvicha, if that's considered a haidah without the haidah of Geneva, where he's not making himself liable for the principal, where he's totally exempting himself, what's the halacha of witnesses come afterwards? Is he going to be chayiv or not? Let's say that's similarly machlekes tanoim. As follows, the Braisa says, Hayishnayim me'idin sheganav. If two witnesses testify that he stole, and you have two witnesses who testify that he slaughtered and he sold. So who's mu'ed de geneva? If let's say the witnesses who had testified that he stole turned out they were edim zayman. So the halacha is edim shabat l'miktasa bat l'kula. So the testimony that part of it has been voided, so all of it is voided. In other words, since there's no verification anymore that he stole, because those who said that he stole actually turned out they're zayman, so then there's no halachic relevancy anymore for those who say that he slaughtered, because okay, maybe he slaughtered his own animal. We don't have any verification that it was stolen. So the first set of witnesses paid kefil as zayman, but the ganav, there's no proof anymore that it's a ganav, he's exempt. And the later pair of witnesses are also going to be exempt, even if they were husam, because they have there's no more relevancy for their testimony. Now that's if the edim of geneva were husam. Let's say husam edit tficha. Let's say only the witnesses of the slaughtering were husam, but not the first witnesses of the geneva. So then the halacha is, who misham tishlumi kefil? So the ganav himself has to pay kefil because he's still incriminated by the first pair of witnesses that he stole. And v'hei misham tishlumi shleisha. And the second pair of witnesses, who they were huzam, and they wanted to add on to the kefil another three, let's say for a shar, now that turns out that there's amen, so that what they wanted to make him pay more three, they have to pay that amount of three to the ganav. Now, that's a Tanna Kama. Mishum sumchas amr, in the name of sumchas, they said that no. Hein misham tishlumi kefil. They, not him, they pay kefil. And he pays the payment of three for the ox, for the bull, and two for the ram. Now, the Gemara wonders, ahai koi sumchas, on which case exactly is sumchas going on? And that is, ilema resha, if you entertain to say this is going on the first halach of the Braisa, where the Edi Geneva became Edim Zayman, and that sumchas is saying that they have to pay kefil because of him to the owners as they were trying to incriminate him for. And the ganav himself has to pay three times because of the slaughtering, because the eidet ficha were not huzim. On that, the Gemara wonders, so that would make sense on some level. But the Gemara asks, lesley lesumchas, does the sumchas hold of what the Tanakhama had said, that eidet shabat l'miktas abat l'kula, that a testimony that part of it is voided and the whole thing is voided? In other words, here, if the witnesses of Geneva are voided because they're eidim zayman, so how could he be chayiv gimel for the tficha or mechiro, when that's only based on the preface of that there was geneva, and there's no more geneva because those were huzim? How could he be chayiv gimel for the tficha? So ve'elus aseifa, what would you say? So then sumcha is going on the last case, the second case the Braisa mentioned, which was when the eidet tficha were huzmu. On that the Gemara wonders, but shabba kami rabbanan, seemingly the rabbanan are correct, which is the inverse of sumchas. Hu misham tishlumi kefil? If the eidet tficha are huzim, so the Eidah Geneva were not, so the ganav himself still has to pay kefil. And they, the Eidah Tficha, who were huzim, have to pay three. Why is Simchas reversing that and saying that he has to pay the gimel and that they have to pay the kefil? Why would that make sense? So Ella rather proves the Gemara, and this is where the Gemara is leading to say that this concept of Rabbi Yochanan's Machlokes Tanoim must be Milsa Achriteke Benayu. There must have been another idea here that the Rabban had said, which it's on that Simchas is going on and disagreeing. And that's because you can't find anything, as we just proved from the two halachas the Braisa says, that Simchas' halacha would make sense what he's disputing on the Tanna Kamma. So rather, it must be told about that there's another case here that wasn't mentioned that Simchas is coming to talk about. Kugain, for example, the Asu Beit Trei, where two witnesses come, Amrulei Ganafta. They tell this guy, you stole. Amalahu, so the Ganav says to them, in, yes, Genafti, v'tavachti mecharti. You're right, I stole. And not only did I steal, I slaughtered or I sold it. Now, it's important to note is that this admission of the ganav is not a hoidah. And the reason being is because the whole reason why he's admitting to it is because witnesses came and said that you stole. That's why he's admitting. But the hoidah, the admission that he's making regarding the slaughtering or the selling, that's not because he was afraid that they're going to testify, because they didn't tell him that you slaughtered. They just said that you stole. So he was afraid. They told him you stole. They're going to come and testify. So when he admits to the theft, that's because of them. But the Tzricha Mechiri, they didn't say anything about, and therefore that was of his own volition. Now, so that's what he admits to them. Yes, I stole, and I even slaughtered, or I sold it. Now, but what he tells to these Edim is, Miu, loy b'fnechem genafti. However, you're right, but you're liars. I didn't steal in front of you. And actually, va'aisi sahadi, he actually brings witnesses, this ganav, va'azminu d'loy b'apay ganav. And they're mazin, the first pair of witnesses, who say that he didn't steal in front of you, because you were actually with us that day, and it couldn't have been that you were there when he stole that thing. Now, so va'aisi balabai sahadi. Now, actually, the owner now, who had his object stolen from him, this animal, by the ganav, he brings other witnesses. Vasidu bay, the ganav v'tavach amachan. He brings witnesses that testify that this ganav stole it from him and slaughtered or sold it. Now, it's regarding this that the Rabbanan say that they have to pay tashlum kefil to the ganav, this first pair of witnesses, because they were huzim, just that they said to him that you stole. He actually brings witnesses that are mazim them. So that's why the Rabbanan are saying that they have to pay kefil to the ganav. And the ganav has to pay kefil to the bailam, because there are witnesses who verify that he stole. But he's going to be exempt from dal v'hei, because that he admitted to. And the reason why he's going to be chayiv in the kefil, although he's admitting to it, and the first pair of witnesses are huzim, but he was admitting because of them, not because of himself. So regarding that, he's going to be chayiv in the kefil. But the dal v'hei, that he admitted on his own volition, that's a true, full-fledged admission. Now, although the Baal HaBayis ends up bringing witnesses that he stole and he slaughtered or he sold it, he's still going to be putter. Because when he admitted before that, it was a total admission on his own part. Even though, and this is important for this discussion, that he wasn't making himself liable in the principle. Because that already, he was chayiv already, even the kefil part, he was chayiv already, because of the first pair of witnesses that scared him into saying it. Now, it's regarding that Simchas tells the Rabbanan that, no. They have to pay kefil, not him. They have to pay kefil. And he pays, actually, tashlumi shleisha. He has to pay three parts. The reason being is because, yeah, although that the Rabbanan agree that they also have to pay kefil, but they were saying that he pays kefil. And that is where he's disputing and saying, no, they pay kefil because they were huzim, the first pair of witnesses. But he, the ganav, doesn't just pay kefil. He pays shleisha, actually. In other words, because the admission that he made regarding the slaughtering, he disagrees and holds that was not a hoidah. And the reason being, and that's what's important for this discussion, is because he was what's called patra asma meklum. He was exempting himself. That was not a hoidah. What do you mean he admitted to Tzvicha Mechira? You were just exempting yourself. You weren't incriminating yourself in anything. And therefore the Gemara explains, ubaidah Tzvicha kemefaget. Regarding this point of Rabbi Yechanan, that is the machlekes tanoim, regarding that when you admit to a slaughter. As the Gemara explains, The Rabbanan Tanakama held that Avagav the Hoidah the Geneva. Even though when this guy, the ganav, admits to the theft, Machmas Edim Hu Dekomaida, it's because of the first pair of witnesses that he admits. So therefore, that's not a Hoidah, it's not an admission. And therefore, he's going to be chayiv to pay to the owners, this ganav, the kefil from what he took from him. Now, so although that's not a Hoidah, but Hoidah, the Tficha, but the admission of the slaughtering, where that wasn't because he was afraid of the witnesses. They never said anything about him, them knowing that he slaughtered. So it's regarding that Hoidahi. So that's at least an admission. And therefore, Potter, that's why the Ganav is going to be exempt from Dal Vehei, where although that, you're right, with this quote admission, he's really actually exempting himself. Because when he admitted that he stole, and this is what Rashi's forewarning, although he was Maidan the Geneva, which seemingly we always said when you're Maidan the Geneva, you're chayim, being chayim yourself in the Karen, and therefore you are admitting something. But on that Rashi explains, it's actually as if he said, I didn't steal. Because it's only because of the first witnesses that he's admitting. And actually, the reason why he's chayiv is not because of them, because they're actually huzim, is he's actually chayiv in the Karen the Kevah because of the second pair of witnesses, but not because of his own admission. So essentially, there is no admission on the Geneva. It's actually he's only admitting because of them, the first pair of witnesses. Now, that's not why he's chayev, and it's not chayev because of his own haidah, but it's not haidah. So actually, it becomes chayev only from the second pair of witnesses that the Baal HaBayis brings. But that's not haidah. So the only haidah he's making is on the tficha. On that, say the Rabbanan, even though that he's not incriminating himself in anything, but it's still haidah, and therefore you're going to be potter. Whereas the sumchas holds, kiven da, and that's not like, and the opinion of Rabbanan would not be like Rabbi Yechanan. Whereas the sumchas sava kiven da haidah de geneva machmas edim hu de kam haidah, he says that no, since the admission of the theft, when he admits, yeah, I stole, is only because of the first pair of witnesses, and as we said, the liability for it is only because of the last pair of witnesses. So to the tficha, lav haidah. So the only thing you're admitting to is the slaughtering that you did. That's not haidah, because he's not making himself chayv in anything when he's admitting. And v'hanach edim kamoi das minan. So therefore, the halacha says the sumchas v'hanach edim kamoi, the first pair of witnesses das minu, which ended becoming zaymin. So mishal metashlo mikefil, they have to pay kefil because they were huzim on the geneva that they said that he did. V'hu mishalm shleish lepar v'shnayim la'il, and he has to end up paying for the tficha or mechira. Because although he admitted to it, but that's not considered haidah. And since it was achkach bo eden that the Baal HaBayis ended up bringing, that verified that he stole and he slaughtered or he sold, so they're going to incriminate him for the tzvicha mechira, and that's why that's the machlokes between sumchas and the rabban. Again, this idea of Rabbi Yechon Salacha is disputed by Tanoim. So Amar Vacha Bered Deviki says, like, no. The Kula Alma Haidah, the Tficha, everyone agrees to Rabbi Yechanan and to Rav Amnuna's qualification of Rav, that when you admit to only the slaughtering and you don't admit to the Geneva, that Lav Haidah. It's not considered a Haidah to exempt him that he admitted when witnesses ended up coming, when witnesses ended up coming like Rabbi Yechanan said. It's not going to exempt you. And actually, if the second pair of witnesses, like in this case that we're describing that the Baal HaBayis brought, were full-fledged, that the Ganev had brought, were full-fledged witnesses, actually the Rabbanan would not have exempted him. He actually would, they would agree to Sumchas that the halacha would be, that it would be chayv, because everyone agrees to Rabbi Yechanan. Ella rather, in this case, which we said, anyways, it doesn't say in the Braisim, we have to add on what it is that Sumchas is disagreeing with the Rabbanan, that the Gemara resolves Rabbi Yechanan, it's actually be'edu shi'iyat yochel azimu kumefuge. It's actually, they're disputing a different point entirely. Everyone agrees to Rabbi Yechanan, but they're disagreeing regarding when there's a witness's testimony that cannot be huza, that you cannot say that you with us on that day, which is the generic halacha of how it's said. If they cannot be huzim, if their testimony cannot be undone, then could that mean to say that their testimony is not valid testimony? It's regarding that point that they disagree. Kugain, for example, the Gemara explains what is the case that they're disputing. The asr sahadi v'amr leganavta starts off the same way as the Gemara had assumed in the Havamina. Witnesses come and tell him, you stole. Vamalu, he says to them, genafti v'tavachti mecharti, right, I stole, I slaughtered, or I sold it. Miu, like b'fneichim genafti, I didn't steal in front of you, el b'fnei pleini pleini, I actually stole in front of two different witnesses. V'aisi sahadi vazmini hu delay b'apai ganim, and he actually brings a different pair of witnesses, that is mazim, this first pair of witnesses, who's told him that he stole, to prove that they actually are liars, they weren't even there that day. So essentially how the Gemara is saying this case right now is that this second pair of kosher witnesses that are being brought, which we said that the homeowner brings to testify that it's not that he could verify that the ganav stole it and slaughtered and sold it, is actually, it's the ganav himself that's bringing them. Where the ganav says in court, I want you to know, these guys are liars. It's true. I did steal, but I stole in front of two different pairs of witnesses. Now, moreover, as the Gemara explains the case, v'asu pleini upleini, he brings those other pair of witnesses, v'asidu beidigana v'tavachamachar, and they testify that he did steal and he slaughtered and he sold. So he's a man of principle. Yes, I stole, but not in front of you guys. You guys are liars. You guys are zaymin. And there's other pair of witnesses that the homeowner will bring, which I know will verify that I stole. Now explains the Gemara, b'hokimilfagas, regarding this that they disagree. The Rabbanan who say that he's going to be exempt, the gana from the dalad v'hei, and is only going to pay to the owner, the principal itself. And he actually takes kefil from the first set of witnesses who lied about him, who wanted to make him to pay kefil. They have to pay him kefil. And however, he doesn't pay the knas. What's the reason? Savri, they hold havila edus. It's because this second pair of witnesses are not witnesses. Why? She'i'at yochel lahazima, because the halacha of zema will not apply to them. And the reason why is because he's admitting first in front of them that he stole. And it's actually based on his testimony that they're bringing the witnesses to back up what he's admitting to. So therefore, that's not an edus, because it's just boosting he's admitting himself. And therefore, for what are you going to make him liable, Dal Behe? His own admission? Might be knas. Your potter, you don't pay knas based on your own admission. And v'chol edus shi'ata yochel azima, and regarding the witnesses themselves, since you can't be mazen, then you can't refute them because the guy himself is admitting to it. So let's have an edus. That's not an edus. And therefore, he can't incriminate him either from their edus of Dal Behe, that the owner who he, the guy himself, is admitting to, doesn't help. They're not a valid edus because you can't be mazen them because they're not stronger than the guy's testimony himself. So therefore, that's why they said that he's going to be exempt from the gimel, the extra gimel for the slaughtering. But the sumchis, he was going on this halacha. Sava, he holds edus shi'ata yochel azima havi edus. He holds testimony that cannot be mazim is edus. And therefore, the edim that were huzam, they have to pay kefil to the owner in place of the ganav. But he himself does pay three if it's a par, because we have the later edim who said that it was tavach ha-machar. And since it wasn't a real haidah, as we said, haidah d'tficha, everyone agrees, is not a haidah. Therefore, it's, even though it's an edus shi'at yochel azima, because they're backing him up, it doesn't make a difference. It's still considered an edus, and that's why he's going to be chai for their testimony on his, not even haidah, of that he slaughtered or sold it. Now, however, on this, the Gemara asked, but we have an established fact, the edus shi'at yochel azima lo havi edus. We know the halacha is, as this explained in Sanhedrin, that if the testimony that cannot be huzam is not an edus, so how could some say that it is edus? So that the Gemara explains, when do we say that it's not an edus? That's hecha de lo yadi be'ezer yoyim be'ezer shah. That's in the classic case of why can it not be huzam? Because they say, oh, we don't know which day it was or which hour it was that we saw this guy, let's say, murder or whatever it is that they're claiming that the defendant had done. With there, you could say, why are they doing this? Why they don't know which hour or day it is? Because they're afraid that other witnesses are going to come and say, you liars, how could you say that you saw this guy do it? You were with us on that day. And you're false witnesses. So therefore they say, oh, we don't know which day. So no one could ever say you were with us on that day because they didn't say which day, which hour. It's regarding that halacha, delekalei this klal, where there's no testimony whatsoever because you're not substantiating anything because you're being totally avoiding because you know you're liars. That we don't carry that as testimony. Aval halacha, but over here it says sumches, we hear the reason why it's ein ata yochel azima. It's not because they're lying. To the contrary, the reason why you can't be mazim is because they're saying the truth. Because actually, it's all the more so that their testimony is a valid testimony because see yuhu de kumasayile. They're actually supporting the guy's own admission. And therefore, that's not considered, quote, eidu shi'at yochel azima. You're right, for technicality, you can't be mazim. But the whole reason why we say edus shekel azim is not edus is because the guys are lying. They're being totally avoidant. You're not being totally avoidant. You can't be mazim because actually they're being supported by the guy's own admission and you can't refute the guy's own admission. So therefore, in such a case, the halacha would be that the first guys who are huzim are going to have to pay because of the ganav who they tried incriminating. They're going to have to pay for that kefil. And he's going to have to pay three for the tashlumi of chamisha of par and two for an ayil. And the reason being is because there is edus here, as we said, because this is not considered in the category of shi'at yochel azima, even though you technically cannot be mazmit. And moreover, there's no haidah over here. The reason being, as we said, because the haidah of the geneva is not a haidah. He was only admitting because he was afraid of the first pair of witnesses. And moreover, the haidah of tvicha is also not considered haidah. As we explained, everyone holds like Rabbi Yechanan, that because something that you're admitting to, which is not incriminating you for anything or making you holding you responsible for anything, is not considered haidah. So it's not going to be considered in halacha of moed b'knas v'achbo edim, which is usually potter. Here it's not haidah, and that's why you're going to be chayiv, this ganav, in the gimel, according to sumchis, because they hold, sumchis holds in such a case, it's not a problem of edus shi'at yochel lazima. Now the Gemara has a question that Amamar, that sumchis had said that in such a case, the first pair of witnesses, who are the zaymen, he said, hey, mashama tashlumi kefil. They're going to have to pay the kefil. Now, saying they pay the kefil sounds like they pay the principal and the double amount. Now the question is, why? Midikamayde the ganav, and the fact that the ganav himself admits that he stole, and he said, I stole. So therefore, Karen Bay Shlume, this that they're making him liable for the principal is not, that's something that he was liable. In other words, that it's understandable that the penalty of kefil that they were trying to make him lose with their false testimony, because they were liars, they weren't even there that day. And the reason being is because there was no Hamad Badin yet, and therefore he could have admitted to that kefil and been exempt. So we understand that they were trying to be mechayiv him, that they have to pay. But the principle itself, that he was liable for, that's something he admitted to, and even if you admit, Marshach, admitting is going to get you away from Kefo, that's going to make you liable in the principal, so they're not making him lose anything. So if he's admitting to the principal, why are they paying the Kefo, which is both, they shouldn't be paying for the principal. So that Amar Balaz, the Mishmei Rav, he says, you're right, today you should read the halacha of Sumchas in the Braisa, as we continue to have Bavayin Vam and Alf, Tashlum the Kefo. In other words, they pay only the double part, but he pays, as we said, for the halacha of Sumchas, the three, which is extra for the Tvicho or the Mechira, besides the principal, and that is, you're right, he pays the principal plus the three. This that he says that he's having the Kefo, this first prayer of witness is not the whole Kefo, rather the double part, but not the principal itself, because regarding that, they were not incriminating him. That's something he admits to himself.